We're excited to have him. So come, Pastor Paulus, come minister the word, and we're ready to receive it in Jesus' name. Take your liberty, brother. Bless you.
Greetings to you all in the name of Jesus. You glad to be in church this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great to be in the house of God. I'm struggling a little bit with the cold. I was up 4:30 this morning, trying to cover my head, my toes, and my feet, everything. Try to keep me warm. But I want to greet everybody today in the lovely name of Jesus. It's great to be in Canberra again. Amen. To minister the word of God. I know I'm here most every year for the past 3 or 4 years in business, ministers' meetings and so forth. But to be here today to minister the word of the Lord, I am extremely blessed. So thank you for the invitation for me to be here. And I know that God has something special for us in store this morning. I know we're very limited for time in this first service, so I'm not going to take too much time rattling off. But I want to just go into the Word of God today. But also not to forget giving honor to our ministers that are here today. Bishop Downs and Sister Downs, Melanie, and Brother Downs Jr., Sister Downs, God bless you all this morning, and may we honor and respect you all today, and God bless you. While you remain standing, I want you to quickly turn with me to the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 4 and verse number 1 through verse number 4. When therefore the Lord knew the Pharisees, how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. I feel such a powerful presence of the Holy Spirit in this place this morning. Father, we thank you for what you are getting ready to do right now. This is not our expiry date, Lord, but you've come to do a marvelous work in this place yet a day. And we have come to be with you and to meet you in this place. For you're going to do marvelous things, and we... And you're getting ready to start to do it right now, even now, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the finished work. And we bless you for this in the name of Jesus. Let's clap our hands and let's sit down, be seated in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to focus today on one verse in this passage that I've read in particular. But I want to read the last two verses again. The Bible says, Jesus left Judea and departed again to Galilee. He was on the road to Galilee. But then he said, and I must needs go through Samaria. I must needs go through Samaria. En route to Galilee, Jesus made a diversion and went through Samaria according to John 4 and 4. He must need go through Samaria, having arrived at Sychar, a town of Samaria, and being wearied with his journey, he sat down on Jacob's well at the sixth hour of the day. Jesus had a long conversation with the woman of Samaria whom he met as he sat down at the well. This conversation was around the waters of life, about living waters, waters that were not temporal, but waters that were permanent, which he said to the woman. He said, lady, the water that you drink, the water that you're going to get out of this well You're going to drink of that water, but you're going to come back here again. And you're going to have to drink again. But he said, the water that I'm going to give you, when you drink of this water, you said you wouldn't have need to come back here. Because I'm going to give you waters of life. Waters that have not temporal flow, but perpetual flow. A continuous flow in your life. The water promised to the Samaritan woman by Jesus was the kind of water that he would put in her that would be a perpetual well as a source, and it would be subsequently springing up into everlasting life. Jesus promised that the water that he would give to anyone who wants to take it or receive it will never thirst again. Again, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity for us that I feel that we should receive what the Lord is offering us this morning. And the Lord has more to offer than just giving you the water's life. He wants to add more blessings upon what you will and can receive. Not only should you desire it, but do you really want it? And my admonition to you this morning, I would take it at any cost. I would receive it at any cost. And I want to show you today that Jesus is in the house. Jesus is here today. Well, you say, Pastor, how do you know that Jesus is here? Not only because I feel his presence, but I know he is here because he said he was going to be here. And now, before I came to the service this morning, I had this expectation that he was going to meet us here. And that God is here to meet with everybody on a personal level. You're not just a number in the sight of God, but you're an individual, you're a person, you're somebody that God loves and that God cherishes, even though you do not know the love of God. I want you to know that he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. You may think that nobody loves me, but I want to assure you today, and sometimes if you've never been loved, it's hard to receive this. When I say to you, and somebody else may say to you, that Jesus loves you. And Jesus convinces this lady, brings out and lets her feel the need and of the necessity and the importance of this water of life that he wants to give her. And everybody, I believe, knows this story. The focus of this message, however, is based on the needs of this church. Let me say that again. Amen. Can I see everybody around the auditorium? Good. Even those right at the back, none in the... No, okay. So the message is based on the needs of this church, and more especially the emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical needs. Jesus is here today, and he's sitting on the well. Just as he sat down on the well, ladies and gentlemen, and with an expectation that the woman was coming. But I want you to know that Jesus is waiting at the well. He's sitting on the well, the wells of life, and he's ready to receive anybody that would come to him. And the door is open right now. The Holy Spirit is moving in this room right now. He's ready to receive you if you would approach him this morning. If you like Bartimaeus that came to Jesus and cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He will stop and listen to you, and he'll stop at the chair, at the aisle, at the row in which you're seated, and he will minister to you now. How many of you want to receive it now? Listen, people. This is not just an ordinary service. This is a time. This is a day. This is the hour where we're going to be meeting with Jesus. And when you feel the presence of the Lord and him coming alongside you, you begin to feel his presence, I want you to start reaching out to the Lord. and calling upon the name of Jesus, and he will come alongside you. He will sit down beside you, and he will begin to minister to you. Jesus has already walked into this room. He has walked into this infirmary. And the question is, when he arrives, and he has arrived, what is he finding here? You may wonder, why am I speaking like this? It may be unusual for you to hear anybody speak like this, but I want to tell you again, to reiterate the point that Jesus is in the house. Amen. When Jesus walked in here, he is here now. And when he walked in here, he told me that I'm walking into an infirmary. I'm walking into a place where there are sick people. There are people that are suffering, people who are emotionally sick, people who are mentally ill, people who are spiritually sick, and not forgetting the people that are physically ill. For every one of those needs, that's why he said, I must needs come to this church. I must needs come to this church because I want to. Let me race ahead. Let me just say what the Holy Ghost said right up front. Jesus is here, and he said to me, he said, I will heal. Now, come on now. You're not listening. I don't know if this was. He said, I will heal. Does anybody believe it? Not only did he promise it in his word, and we have a general consensus of the fact that he said it in his word, and he said it many times over in the Gospels, in the epistles. But it's especially his presence is here. Amen. To heal. Yes. And if you are sitting in this room with an emotional problem or an emotional issue, Jesus is ready to heal you. He didn't say, I'm going to think about healing. I'll go up and I'll talk with the angels and see if you can get healing. He simply said in three words, I will heal. This is a positive statement. There's no ifs or buts or maybes. You don't have to leave this room this morning without receiving a touch of healing by the Holy Spirit, whose name is Jesus, in this room today. You can walk out of this building never being the same again. And when God heals, he does a miraculous work in your body. He does a miraculous work in your spirit. He does a miraculous work in your mind. God is able to heal and to deliver to the uttermost. And not only is he able to heal, but he's able to make you whole. People, on the one hand, you can be healed, and on the other hand, you can be made whole. Anybody want healing this morning? Amen. There even may be people yet today suffering anxiety, insecurity, apprehension. I want to say this today. I want you to, there are those in this house that are masquerading. They've got masks and facades hiding the true me. But God wants you to uncover yourself. He wants you to be open to him. He wants you to be accountable to him. He wants you to expose yourself to him. He knows where you are. He knows your situation in life. You see, people, when you look into the story of this Samaritan woman, she was blessed to have met Jesus. She was blessed to have met Jesus. And Jesus spoke to her so much, and he convinced her. She said, Lord, I want this water. And the Lord said, whoa, I'll give it to you, but first call your husband. And she said, Lord, I don't have a husband. And that Jesus had well spoken. You've had five, and the one that you had is not yours. Let me tell you what that tells me. That before you will receive of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, you, as I've mentioned, you need to open up to Jesus. And number two, you need to be honest with yourself. And you need to be honest with Jesus. This woman knew, she began to realize who she was talking to. He was just not another Jew. But he was Jesus, the Son of God, that came to seek and to save that which was lost. And Jesus peered right down into her heart and said, well done, well done. Now you have spoken the truth. Now you've opened up. Now you've revealed yourself. There are people in this room, as I have said, that are masquerading. They're hiding. They've got masks on. You've got to be open and you've got to be honest with Jesus this morning. If you want what you need in this room today, you can have it. Anybody, every single person in this room can receive of their needs. That's why he told me, he said, I must go through Samaria. And he said, and what will I find? Hallelujah. You know what he'll find. Because he's looking for you. Yes. He's looking to see what's in your heart. We cannot walk under false pretenses. Some of you are grappling with sin. You're struggling with sin. Sin is almost taking hold of your life, but you don't want it to take hold of your life, so you're fighting, and you're fighting to be released from the bondage of sin that is keeping you bound and enslaved. You're grappling and you're fighting. But Jesus is here to release you. He wants to let you go. He wants to let you go. Some of us are going through emotional stress. This is not what God wants for you. It's what we do. It's what happens in our lives. God even examined the place of the skull. And he said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, dementia. God heals dementia. I'll tell you why you may not believe it, because it doesn't seem likely or possible to you. But the Bible says what is impossible with man is possible with God. And I serve a God of the Pentecostal faith. I know what I desire in him. And God is able to do anything and everything. All he said, Lord, you said it. And I believe it. Are we going to start believing this morning? Are we going to start believing that God can do it and that God will do it? Jesus is in the house here today. There are many things that I want to say to you. God can heal paraplegia. Paralysis. Spontaneous pneumothorax. Who said it's in the house? Maybe next service. God wants to give sight to the blind, not necessarily with the physical sight, but spiritual insight. Amen. He wants to heal all of these things. He wants to give sight to the blind. The Lord wants to just speak a word in your life. That's all he wants to do today. He wants to speak a word into your life. And this and other things will take place in this room this morning. People will receive the Holy Ghost. People that haven't received it at all will receive it today. People that have gone cold will be refreshed in the Holy Ghost. God can do anything. God can do everything. People, I've got to remind you that he is coming back again. And this I don't mean for this to be a teaching, because this is really not a teaching. It's what I want and what God wants for you. I want it as much as God wants it. I want it. And as much as I want it, God wants it too. More than I want it. Who's going to release themselves today? Who's going to release themselves today? He wants to give sight to the blind. He wants to heal postnatal depression. Hallelujah. These are some of the issues that we are undergoing right at this time. And today I'm going to ask you today, I'm going to put this to you today, that from the little that I've talked to you about this morning in this service, how many of you would, I want a show of hands, but everybody look at me, not on the side of you to see who else is raising their hands, but I want you to look at me. How many desires, anything that I've said to you today that God wants to, how many of you are suffering today from emotional stress, from any kind of stress, from any kind of physical ailment or illness, and you, some of us are desiring the Holy Ghost from any kind of emotional stress. How many of you want healing in these areas of your life? I want you to keep your hands raised right now. Amen. I will open up. I'll take a hold of this with my own two hands, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. If you raised your hands this morning, and even if you didn't raise your hands, and you want from the Lord, you need from the Lord. As he said, I'm walking in this church today. I'm in this room this morning, and I will heal you. I will heal you if you would believe that I can do it. And I believe that God is going to do it. And it's going to be also dependent upon if you believe. And you have sung the song and said, I believe. So let's continue to believe that Jesus will do what he said he will do in your life, in your body, in your soul, in your spirit. Amen. He will raise you up. You will be a different person before you leave this room this morning. If you raise your hand, or if you haven't raised your hand, please stand if you're feeling something today and you want that healing, whatever that is. And I know this altar is too small for everybody to come to this altar today, but we I just came to work with this just a little bit today. I want you to lift up your hands, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to first repent right now. Come on, I want you to repent. And that means I must ask God for forgiveness for my faults and my fails and my shortcomings, for masquerading, for putting on a mask, for not allowing the Lord to see what's in my life, to pretend to be somebody else. And those that have are dealing with uncleanness, as the Bible said it is, God is in this room this morning. God is here today. And I want you to keep your hands raised and say, Jesus, forgive me now. Forgive me now for all my faults, my failures, my wrongdoings, from my masquerading, from my false pretenses. I know that you want to do something in my life, and I present it, my life to you. I open up myself to you, Jesus. Come on, let's pray that prayer of forgiveness. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, of our trespasses against you. For all that we may have said or done that was wrong to others, that all that we might have done wrong to others. For us, Lord, who are grappling with sin, forgive us, Lord Jesus. Even as we forgive everybody else of the trespasses that they have offended, oh God, to us this morning, Lord. Set us free, God, today in the name of Jesus. God, you've promised healing this morning. You said, I will heal. And your people are gathered here today in your name, God, to receive that which you have promised. You said, and what will I find? And what will I find? Lord, they have released themselves to you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you have been, ladies and gentlemen, been grappling with sin, been suffering with uncleanness, have been masked and masquerade as a person that you're not, I want you to raise your hand right now. I speak healing in this place. Let the spirit of healing move, Lord, right now. I speak healing. I speak healing in this place. I speak healing, Lord, in this place. Healing from and deliverance from sin. I speak healing in this room, all over this room today. I speak healing, Lord, from anxiety. I speak healing from anxiety, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe that you can do exceedingly abundantly, Father, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I believe, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that God, you will touch emotional stress right now. Everybody, Lord, that is suffering with emotional stress, I speak the word in the name of Jesus. Be healed according to your faith from emotional stress in the name of Jesus. If you're suffering, if this woman here is suffering today from postnatal depression, be touched and healed right now. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. He's here. He's here and he's touching you right now in the name of Jesus. Some of us are suffering from spiritual fatigue. We're tired. But God wants to refresh us today in the spirit. We've worked long and we've worked hard and we're spiritually fatigued. Hallelujah. Some of our foundations are beginning to crack, not because it's your fault, because of your fatigue, amen, your suffering, stress, fatigue. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak recovery and healing in your body and in your mind right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I speak against paraplegia right now in the name of Jesus. God, let those bodies be touched and let them be healed. I speak the word of faith right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Be touched by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I play against that place of the skull, oh God, where there's many adverse things that take place in our minds, oh God, in our heart. I come against dementia now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for healing right now. You're promised it, God, and we receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray against tracheotomy. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. Be healed in the name that is above every other name. And if there's blindness at heart, I speak the word of faith right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Let your eye, God, let their eyes be opened, oh God, to the truth of your word, through the truth of your nature, Father, and who you are, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let truth prevail. And where there be darkness, let there be light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come, let's keep on worshiping the Lord. We've got a few more minutes left this morning. Can we just keep on worshiping the Lord this morning? I want you to start thanking the Lord for all of these things yet a day. Bless the name of Jesus. In 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 the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let every eye be opened, O God. Every blinded eye be opened in the name of Jesus. Let everybody be healed. O God, who has desired healing today. In Jesus' name. Let there be testimonials of miracles, Father, that has taken place in this room today. Of the glory of your presence. You are here today. You heal, Jesus. We love you, Father. And we bless your name. You are the God of the breakthrough. And we thank you, Jesus, for what has been done and what has been transpired, Father, in this room. And I'm wondering if the church right now could raise their hands one more time in the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just start giving God some thanks. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. You're worthy to receive all the praise and the glory and the honor.